Well, the story seemed pretty much over at this point, and DT was heading down to score when the strangest... Whoa, whoa, geez. Taxi drivers. I can't take it. Where was I? Oh, yeah. He saw this crowd of people gathered in front of this old, broken-down building. And going over to investigate, he found this old wino collapsed on the sidewalk. He was a real old, scabby guy. You know, his skin was all black from not taking a bath in years. And though he was obviously dying, no one would go near him because he smelled so bad. Not even the cops. But D.D., he felt for the guy. And bending down, he took his hand. You know, so he would know that he wasn't alone. I mean, you know, the worst thing in the world is, you know, to die alone. And then, you know, and then the old man just looked at him and passed away. And as DT was getting up to leave, he saw the spectral figure of a young child, you know, a damn ghost, rising out of old guy's body. Hey, keep it down back there, I'm crying out loud. Get him up or something on there. Anyway, he started to walk up the stairs of the old building, and realizing that he was the only one seeing it, DT followed him up till he reached the roof, where he found a kid who he now realized was the spirit of the man as a child, pleading for the old guy's soul and forgiveness for wasted life.